Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, mid-80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, patchy fog overnight, 63. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, fog early, sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 63. For Wednesday and Thursday, mostly sunny. Right now, it's 59.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, good Monday. Sedgwick County authorities have identified a 43-year-old man who they say shot himself during a standoff at a motel. Police on Saturday identified the man as Ramiro Rosette Jr. A Sedgwick County deputy stopped a vehicle driven by Rosette late Thursday and discovered that Rosette had an outstanding warrant for suspicion of aggravated indecent liberties with a child. Authorities say Rosette fled when the deputy tried to arrest him. Law enforcement later learned that the man was staying at a motel where he had barricaded himself inside. SWAT team negotiators convinced Rosette to surrender, but authorities say shortly after the agreement, a single gunshot was heard from the suspect's room. Health officials in Butler County warning people about a possible COVID-19 exposure at the Butler County Fair. Health officials say an individual attended the Butler County Fair on Friday the 16th and tested positive on Saturday. The individual was a spectator attending the Lamb and Goat Show to watch a family member. Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Wear and tear. It seems like something is always breaking, falling off, or needing repair. That's why Abilene Machine only sells the highest quality new, remanufactured, and used parts. Their new parts are second to none, yet are typically 40% off the list price of the big OEMs. Used parts can save you even more, up to 50% off new. Don't let your ag replacement parts take a toll on your pocket. Call Abilene Machine at 800-255-0337 or visit AbileneMachine.com.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
A 16-year-old boy has been arrested in connection with the fatal shooting of another teen in Wichita. Police said officers discovered a 16-year-old with a gunshot wound shortly before 10 o'clock Thursday night when they were responding to a reported burglary at a home in North Wichita. The teen was taken to a Wichita hospital where he died. His name wasn't immediately released. After a 16-year-old and a 20-year-old showed up at a hospital with gunshot wounds, police arrested that 16-year-old after learning there had been a fight between those two men and the victim before the shooting. The federal government shutting down Dwight D. Eisenhower Library and Museum again today as the faster-spreading Delta variant fuels a growing number of new COVID-19 cases in Kansas. The decision to close sites in Abilene honoring the nation's 34th president and the Supreme Allied Commander during World War II was a response to case numbers in Dickinson County. Dickinson, the 10th among the state's 105 counties for new confirmed or probable COVID-19 cases per 1,000. Mid-America Network News.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. Nebraska schools getting conflicting advice from state and federal health officials over whether students should quarantine after contact with someone who tests positive for COVID-19. The State Department of Health and Human Services is telling schools that students who had contact with an infected person would not have to quarantine as long as they don't have any symptoms. But the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that students who aren't vaccinated and have close contact with an infected person should still quarantine. Each school district will be left to decide which advice to follow after consulting with local health officials. The COVID-19 comeback across the U.S. putting pressure on hospitals at a time when some of them are busy just trying to catch up on surgeries and other procedures put on hold by the pandemic. COVID-19 cases up about 70% in the U.S. over the last week. Nebraska News, here on the MidAmerica Network.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday and discussed options for spending American Rescue Plan grant funding. These dollars can be used to extend charitable contributions from the Sparks money, premium pay for essential workers with low income, county revenue loss, and various infrastructure projects. They can be put in an interest-bearing account and the interest used with no restrictions. There are several elements of the proposed new jail that could be considered. Mental health is a big push for use of American Rescue funds. The board will explore ways to contribute to this area. A proposal was reviewed for switching the current computer tax package from a data-based system to a web-based system with more real-time information. The new software and hardware would allow for better budgetary, accounts payable and receivable tracking, as well as online options for constituents. The proposed cost of the conversion of a new system, including hardware and software, is $245,000, with annual maintenance fees of $48,000. No action was taken. Commissioners were advised that cattle guard crossings were placed on Unicorn Road without approval of a township. The landowner sought permission from the Waterville Township Board, which denied the request. They were installed anyway. The township's given the landowner 10 days to remove them. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week worked on the budget. Duane Bruna, Environmental Science Director, suggested splitting noxious weed and solid waste departments, hiring two department heads. No action was taken. Representatives with Nemahal County EMS met with commissioners about finding a new place to house the ambulance for the county. Currently, Nemahal County leases the ambulance barn from the city of Seneca, who would like the Seneca Fire Department to be able to use the building in the future. Nemahal County EMS is currently doing a Fans of Summer donation drive to help those individuals in need of fans in their homes. A public hearing was held to consider closing a portion of 16th Road in Red Vermilion Township and a portion of T Road in Berwick Township. Public comment was heard concerning the possibility of repairing bridges or installing a tube at those locations. Commissioners stated these options were not a possibility. After closing the hearing, commissioners unanimously voted to close the roads. The Nemahal County Attorney advised the tax sale trial has been scheduled July 22nd. Following this, the sheriff's sale would be scheduled. Commissioners asked about ending the contract with Marvin Planning Consultants for preparation of a comprehensive plan. No action was taken. Senior Services Public Transit Director submitted a budget request for funds associated with programs offered by the Senior Services Department, requesting $291,500 for 2022 in grant match funds from the county, which is an increase of $78,500 over the previous year. Gage County Board of Supervisors continued discussion on the 30-by-30 land conservation program mentioned by President Biden. Tanya Storr, Cherry County Commissioner, joined the meeting by Zoom and expressed opposition. Supervisor Dennis Byers thinks the board needs to oppose the program. Other members agreed. Don Schuler spoke in opposition of the resolution, indicating that not enough information is known at this time. Motion to oppose carried 5-1, with Schuler voting no. The Law Enforcement Committee discussed a recent COVID outbreak in Jefferson County and protocols being developed for fall classes at Beatrice Public Schools. Road and Bridge Committee heard that steel prices have nearly doubled and would likely affect culvert prices as well. A fiberglass alternative to rebar was mentioned, but is not tested like steel. The public health alert has been issued for the Iron Horse Trail Lake in Pawnee County for harmful algae blooms, with public caution urged and swimming closed, while fishing and boating are allowed as well as camping. The Marshall County Fair continues Monday with a sheep, poultry, dairy, and dairy goat show, as well as round robin competition Monday at 3. Petting zoo and pony rides Monday evening. Tuesday night, 4-H Fashion Review begins at 5. The fair supper is open to the public, catered by Ricky's Cafe. It starts at 6. Live entertainment during the supper by Camouflage, a military country music band. Livestock auction is Tuesday evening at 7. KNDY continues live coverage from the fair and continues conversations with 4-H youth who had their pre-fair judging event earlier in July. Tune throughout the day Monday for those reports. Donald Don J. Kramer, age 76, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Don Kramer. Anna M. Hula, age 91, of Topeka, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 1:30 at the United Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Czech Moravian Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 6 until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Anna Hula. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fish, a muffin, coleslaw, and plums. Tomorrow, tomato soup, turkey and Swiss on wheat bread, grapes, and a cookie. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, high pressure system over the area, and that's going to continue throughout much of this week. Sunny skies, dry weather. We have an upper level ridge that's going to move in place, bringing temperatures back into the upper 80s for tomorrow into Wednesday and then into the 90s as we head towards the end of the week, continuing into the weekend. And even into the weekend, we don't have any chances of rain as well. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny, mid-80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, patchy fog, 63. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, fog early, then sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, 63. As we head into Wednesday, sunny skies with temperatures in the upper 80s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, 67. As we head into Thursday, sunny skies, temperatures in the lower 90s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-July, 92. Record high on this date, 113. The average low, 69. The record low, 50. Sunset this evening at 8:50, sunrise in the morning at 6:16. Rainfall Saturday afternoon, about a quarter inch here at the studio in Marysville. Upwards to an inch, reported by some, even more than an inch in some isolated areas. Little morning fog around the edges, burning off early. 59 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 19th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Calling all Marysville kindergarten through sixth graders. Are you ready for a fun night? Come join Marysville Berean Church Kids Night Out at Lions Park three Sundays in a row, July 25th, August 1st, and August 8th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. We will have slime night, water and rocket night, even a movie night. Enjoy fun outdoor games while you learn about Jesus. A free supper will be served each night at 5:30. So kindergarten through sixth graders, make plans to join Kids Night Out. Teaching kids to live for Christ.
History made at the British Open and COVID in the Olympics. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. 24-year-old American Colin Morikawa received a standing ovation after making an historic start to his major championship career. He closed with a bogey-free 4-under 66 at Royal St. George's, taking the claret jug after winning the Open in his debut, the first player to take two different majors on their first try.
When you make history and I'm 24 years old, it's hard to grasp and it's hard to really take it in.
Just days before the opening ceremony, COVID-19 has made its way into the Olympics. It means that one high-profile member of Team USA will not be participating.
Tennis star Coco Gauff announcing that her dreams of representing Team USA at the Olympics have been dashed. After testing positive for COVID-19, she'll not be able to compete.
ABC's James Longman. Baseball, the Yankees and the league office say the fan who hit Red Sox left fielder Alex Verdugo with a baseball at Yankee Stadium is now banned for life from all major league games. The Red Sox were momentarily pulled off the field in the sixth inning Saturday night after Verdugo was hit in the back by a ball thrown from left field. Yankee skipper Aaron Boone said he already apologized.
I already reached out to Alex Gord, just apologizing to Alex Verdugo that's just a terrible, bad, sad situation.
The Nationals and Padres finished up Saturday night's game on Sunday afternoon. It had been interrupted in the sixth inning after gunshots were heard outside of Nationals Park, causing panicked fans to seek refuge in the dugouts. The shooting involved an exchange of gunfire between people in two cars, three reported wounded. Padres took a 10-4 win while the Nationals won 8-7 in Sunday's regularly scheduled game. Shaq Moore scored 20 seconds in. The U.S. beating Canada 1-0 on Sunday to win Group B at the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Moore's tally was the fastest in Gold Cup history and the fastest in the U.S. since Clint Dempsey's goal 30 seconds in against Ghana in the U.S. World Cup opener in 2014. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Twin Valley Developmental Services is seeking caring individuals to help others be and do all they dream by advancing their daily living and social skills and personal care.
I'm going to go to the fair and have fun on the rides. Tattoo World and the Sizzler. I wanted to say good luck at the fair for all the 4-H'ers out there.
Fuller part-time in Greenleaf and Baby. Benefits include shift differential pay, sign-on bonus, paid time off, health insurance, and a retirement package. Apply online at TwinValleyFriends.com/job-openings.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Senate faces a Wednesday deadline to vote on a bipartisan infrastructure package, even as Democrats try to finalize the bigger $3.5 trillion package of climate provisions and domestic spending initiatives. The infrastructure bill, which would include $579 billion in new spending, will need the support of at least 10 GOP senators to pass, and critical details still hadn't been worked out as the senators headed into the weekend. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he would force an initial vote on the infrastructure measure on Wednesday. The 22 Democrats and Republicans who have been negotiating the final details were continuing their talks yesterday. A member of the group, Ohio Republican Rob Portman, said it's a complex bill. It involves several committees. It involves a lot of very tough issues because we've got to get resolve to them before it move on. Another member of the negotiating group, Louisiana Republican Bill Cassidy, said the bill's text could be ready by the middle of the week, but he accused the White House of objecting to some of the potential revenue sources because Biden wants to save them to use in the $3.5 trillion measure. He said we can get the infrastructure bill done, but if they refuse to cooperate in the pay force, it's not going to pass. The senators did reach an agreement late in June with the White House on the broad parameter of the deal, including $109 billion designated for roads and bridges, $66 billion for railroads, $65 billion broadband, $16 billion for ports and waterways, and $5 billion for western water needs. Portman said the group had dropped the idea of using the bolstered tax enforcement to raise revenue for the package. Ahead of the weekend, some Republicans said it would be a mistake to pressure them to vote for the bill before they're satisfied with the details. Senator John Thune said setting artificial deadlines is going to make it harder, not easier, for these bills to pass. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. As lawmakers in the ag industry look to determine how to ensure beef producers and the packing houses both receive fair pay and have a good working relationship, one expert says it all starts with communication. Phil Bass is an assistant professor with the University of Idaho's Meat Science Department, says not only do producers and packers need to sit down and have more open and honest conversations, but more producers need to get into those packing houses.
Cattle producers are not just making weaned calves and fat beef. You're making meat, ultimately. And we need to get that meat through the process. We have to take the raw product, which is that finished animal, so that we can get it through and out the door and ready for the consumers. I do believe we need to have more dialogue. There's no question about that.
Bass says openness is vital during those conversations as well. He added labor remains a big stumbling block for the packing industry. He says many packing houses are struggling to get workers through the doors and then to keep them there.
Packers are kind of in a good position right now because there's an enormous amount of demand on the other side of the packing house for the consumers. But we still need to process those animals. And the cost of doing business continues to go up at the packing house. These folks are working really, really hard to try to get the cattle through. And we're starting to see the U.S. packing base start to come back to normal capacity, but we still have an enormous backlog of cattle.
He was quick to point out that producers need to take pride in the fact that everyone, Americans and those overseas, want United States beef products. He pointed to the fact that beef flew off of grocery store shelves during the first few days of the pandemic. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Wheat growers looking to manage barley, yellow dwarf, virus, or acid soil challenges will want to take a look at the latest release from the AgriPro brand. New for 2021, AP Everrock has the best barley, yellow dwarf, virus tolerance in the AgriPro lineup and features very good acid soil tolerance, medium early maturity, good straw strength, and a good overall disease package. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
No sale this week at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. They're on the summer schedule, offering sales every other Monday. They will feature a cattle and hay sale Monday, July 26th. Check their website, Beatrice77Livestock.com, for early consignments, or give them a shout at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales, 402-223-3571. No sale this week. They will have a sale Monday, July 26th.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's gonna kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I wanna check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
There's nothing better to beat the summertime heat than a tasty dish of ice cream. The story behind this cool treat on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
The Storm Report is giving away a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system every week throughout storm season, and we want you to win. Just text the word weather to 855-939-2526. That's weather to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. It has a digital readout with severe weather messages, plus NOAA weather and AM/FM radio. Sign up now to win yours. Text weather to 855-939-2526. 939-2526. That's weather to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus also has two additional wireless speakers to go in separate rooms of your home so everyone will know bad weather is on the way. Zone Guard Plus saves lives. Sign up and win by texting weather to 855-939-2526. Text weather to 855-939-2526. No purchase necessary. Standard message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 19th, the 200th day of the year. Actor Anthony Edwards turns 59 today, and on this day in 1946, Marilyn Monroe acted in her first screen test. July is National Ice Cream Month, which is appropriate considering the hot temperatures. Ice cream goes all the way back to the Persian Empire, where they poured grape juice over snow as a treat. The Chinese then started to freeze dairy with salt and ice, but the ice cream we enjoy today comes mostly from Italy. Antonio Latini was credited with creating a milk-based sorbet in the late 1600s. The Quakers brought the summer delicacy to the East Coast by opening the first ice cream shops. The rest is history. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about desserts online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 59 degrees in Marysville this morning. Will it be a high in the low to mid 80s forecast today as a warm-up is in store for the week ahead?
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, a rough day if you were a baseball fan in Kansas yesterday with both the Royals and the Wind Surge taking a loss. We'll start with the Royals. Matt Harvey ended his 9-game losing skid with his best performance in years, pitching 6 crisp innings and sending the Baltimore Orioles over the Kansas City Royals 5-0. It was the first time since September that Harvey pitched at least 6 innings and didn't allow a run. Hunter Dozier tied a career high with 4 hits for the Royals. Royals with a day off today, then back in action tomorrow as they'll take on the Milwaukee Brewers, first pitch at 3:10. The Wind Surge dropped their series finale against the Tulsa Drillers after only compiling 3 hits on the afternoon yesterday at Riverfront Stadium. The Drillers used a big inning to keep the Surge out of reach as the Drillers comfortably won Game 6, 9-1. I'm Rick Haverett with your Monday Kansas Sports here on the Mid-America Network.
I got my game on. I step out of the shower, steaming up the place. Wipe off the mirror, shave my baby face. Can't help but smile. Hey, what can I say? I got my game on. Put on my black silk shirt, my Armani suit, my custom-made hat, my alligator boots. Slip my rings on my fingers, my new shades. my platinum card and buy her a drink. From that look she's giving me, son, it's a damn good thing I got my game on. Better hang on tight. I guarantee it's gonna be a hell of a ride. I got my groove on. I got my smooth. Game on.
Cherokee, red moonshine from here to Tennessee. Spent half his life in the Montgomery County Jail. Grandma, she got drunk and left all her kids on her mama's front steps. Nobody's heard from her since she hightailed. I come from a long line of losers, half outlaw, half boozer. I was born shot glass in my hand. I'm part hippie, a little redneck. I'm always a suspect. My bloodline made me who I am. Daddy never finished school, but he shot one